This is From Now and Then by Brenda Rothert. Cole tossed his sweaty t-shirt onto the kitchen table, unloading the pockets of his running shorts next to it. The cord of his headphones was tangled into a knot, and he'd sweated through the scrap of paper with the number of the blonde he'd met while running along the lake. It was sweltering outside. He scanned the sparse contents of his refrigerator, wondering how long it took for Chinese takeout to become inedible. He was so hungry he didn't think about it for long and pressed the flashing light on his answering machine before flopping into a chair in the living room to eat.
Cole, it's Mom. How are you? We haven't seen you in so long, but we'd really like to see you. We're having dinner at the Carson's house this weekend. They'd like to see you.
The message cut off as he picked up the phone to call his mom back.
Cole!
Her enthusiasm brought on a wave of guilt. He hadn't spent much time with his parents since moving back to the city.
Hey, Mom, how are you?
Pretty good. How's work?
It's busy, but I like it, he said.
Sorry I haven't been over. I'll come to dinner at the Carsons this weekend. Who else is coming?
Oh, just Sean and Eliza and the girls. Layla will be there. I'm so glad you'll come. What have you and Dad been up to?
We just got back from Indianapolis, she said, sounding weary. It was a really hard trip. Things have gotten worse. I just don't know.
Mom, I'm sorry. I have to go. I'll see you Saturday, okay?
Okay.
He sighed and hung up, another wave of guilt punching him in the gut. He hated cutting his mom off, but it was hard to hear his parents talk about their trips to Indianapolis. It never failed to drag him down and remind him how out of control everything had been in high school. He switched the channel to ESPN in search of baseball highlights, his mind wandering to the dinner he'd be going to Saturday. He hadn't seen Layla Carson for years, but he'd heard she was working at a downtown firm. And Emma, he wanted to see her again, her smile, and the light fragrance of her hair he'd inhaled when they collided had stayed with him. She was off limits as the younger daughter of his parents' longtime friends. He knew his mom still harbored a hope that he and Layla would get together, and it would be awkward for him to show an interest in Emma instead. But it would still be fun to see if he could make her blush like she had when she'd run into him